The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another episode of Live and Local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, from the studios of 33rd and Burt. I do bid you a good day. For 137 years, the Christian Home Association Children's Square USA has been helping care for children and families. With me is the Vice President for Resource Development, Cheryl Clark. Cheryl, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Michael, for having me. It's a pleasure to be back once again.
Can you talk about the mission of how you work with the family and what you're helping grow?
Yes, we are one of a few agencies in Iowa and Nebraska that are working with children that have emotional and behavioral issues and their families to help make a difference in the lives of these kids and their families for the long-term help in our communities. I look at our mission. If we can help these children who come to us from birth to age 23 to help them, then we are going to make a huge difference in our communities with such things as unemployment, homelessness, food insecurity, because we are going to give them the tools that will help them be a part of our community.
How does that manifest itself? There's different things. Obviously, you know, children at birth, they need to be fed, held, and cared for. Mm-hmm. But children in their early teens, they need a different type of guidance. So how do you divide that out?
We are able in our emergency shelter to help the little ones that can be just a few months old that are brought to our emergency shelter by police oftentimes or the Department of Health and Human Services because they need, unfortunately, to be removed from their family homes. And this is often a short-term solution and place them in a safe environment. So our emergency shelter helps the little ones get into a safer environment and with a family that can care and provide ongoing nurturing. And then our other program where we have three residential cottages, we see children from about 8 years old to 16 or 17 that have had some challenges in their families, usually as a result of some form of abuse. And we care for them 24/7, helping them with all the issues, emotional, behavioral, with therapy. They go to our school here on campus, which is a special ed facility as part of the Council Bluffs Public School. So we provide them a 24/7 environment to help them and their family so we can return them to a family environment. But we are going to give them the skills, everything from coping to financial and business acumen, budgeting, for example. So we've gotten grants that actually help our kids with some financial skills that they can go home and share with their families and take with them for the rest of their lives.
Well, certainly skills everybody needs to make it in the world today. Childrenssquare.org, that is children's with an S, square.org is the website if you're looking for information or would like to contribute. Because speaking of contributions, it takes a lot of money to keep this last chance safety net for these children. And you've got your 20th annual golf fundraiser coming up on Thursday the 1st.
Yes, sir, and we are so excited about it because in this time of social distancing, we, like many of the nonprofit organizations, have had to cancel our event. So our annual golf event that was the typical shotgun start with 18 holes, we canceled that. But with the entry of Top Golf into Omaha. We are having a fundraiser this Thursday, which is Chip In for Children Reimagined, that will be for Thursday, and from 5:30 to 8:30, they will be able to enjoy all of the service and amenities of Topgolf, including 3 hours of golf, $10,000 potential prize for a hole-in-one, food and beverages, to have a good time for a great cause and feel very safe, because Topgolf takes social distancing very seriously.
Well, there's an opportunity to swing a club, win some prizes, and of course, help out the kids who could use a helping hand. Children'sSquare.org is the website. She is Cheryl Clark, Vice President for Resource Development for Children's Square. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.